This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That was maybe the most NSYNC clap we've ever had on my end.
Super NSYNC, yeah.
Super NSYNC, Mecha Lance Bass. Hold on. We can do room tone, but
these are all the kaiju boy bands.
Hey, JPC and Adel.
Can I talk to you first,
really a quick second?
Sure.
You guys told me today that we had a guest coming on the podcast.
Okay.
And it is, to me, it does look like a golden retriever dressed in human clothes.
There's no rules in the podcasting manual that says we can't have a dog as a guest, Aaron.
Wow, I thought that you'd say that more elegantly.
Aaron, can I also just say, you claim that this is a golden retriever dressed in human clothes.
Yes.
I would say all clothes are like human clothes because animals don't wear clothes.
Well, so it's like there's sometimes little raincoats that are made specifically for dogs that wouldn't fit the dimensions of a human.
Humans. They're made by humans. I would argue that we see animals in our own image, and that's why we put them in the clothes of humans.
Aaron, can I say something that's going to make you feel pretty bad?
Always.
Before last weekend, this dog was just a retriever. Then this dog went to Tokyo. And let's just say that it did well. It placed.
Oh, I see. I see what you did. But you also just admitted that it was a dog. You guys, you can't keep doing this.
Shoot. Okay.
Shoot. Well, dog has just got in reverse, so.
All right. I'm going to give this dog one riddle, and if he gets it, then.
No, the jig is up. The jig is up. All right, Lucky. Here's the steak that we agreed to, and some old chicken bones, and some pizza crust.
New chicken bones.
How am I going to get new chicken bones?
Talk to my lawyer.
Damn it. He's got a great lawyer.
No, I'm saying talk to my lawyer. He has new chicken bones.
Oh, he's got the new chicken bones. Okay, yeah. Great. Good.
JBC, now that you've had a little time to brainstorm, what's the name of his lawyer?
Yeah. So I didn't necessarily have a lot of time to brainstorm because
take your time, Adel.
People were talking
about
to me.
Else.
Oh, yeah, you talking about something else.
Hey, Adel, when was the last time you got a haircut?
1994.
Alan awesome. Barkowitz?
You needed more time.
I needed more time.
I'm a good boy who will roll over for riddles. Adel Rafai.
I'm going to sit patiently waiting for my owner to return, JPC.
And there's nothing in the rules that say dogs can't do riddles, Aaron Keefe.
Yay.
It's Aaron, riddles.
Aaron, have you ever put Lou in clothes?
Have I ever put Lou in clothes? Yes, I have.
What's Mostly Lou's hats. Reaction?
She'll let just about anything happen. She's just happy to be here. This is going to sound like I'm scarier than I am. Or it's perfect advertising for how scary I am. When I took Lou to visit my parents, I put her in some American Girl doll hats.
Yes.
And I think she looked great.
Oh, that's adorable. I thought you were going to say, like, I put her in the deep freezer in the basement and...
No.
Whoa. Escalation.
She said it's going to make her sound scarier than
that's
she
true.
Is.
To some people, me being like, you're a pretty dolly to my dog is scary enough without torturing the dog. Have you ever put spaghetti or brisket or fries in clothes?
Yeah. I mean, hats are hard for dogs, too, especially for spaghetti because her ears kind of stick up a little bit. So I just don't think that... Human hats are just not designed for dogs, but I have put spaghetti in a t-shirt once where her, you know, her front legs went in through the t-shirt arm sleeves, and she was not into it. She like walked around all weird, and we were laughing because it was very funny, and then we were like, no, she's not having a good time. We should probably take this t-shirt off.
She's her father's daughter. She should be wearing a cut-off tank. Something you supposed to be wearing a tank.
They need to make like tank tops for dogs. They don't. He doesn't need. She goes out and lays in the sun, and like 1 minute later, she's like, I'm dying. So yeah. She doesn't need a tank top.
And you'd be constantly stealing her clothes.
I would, yeah, for sure. I would love to wear dog clothes.
Bought them Halloween costumes?
So the costumes I've had on Fries and Brisket, one is the first time I watched Fries while Gemma and I were dating and she was out of town for a long time. I bought sort of a lumberjack outfit for Fries. So it's like a red plaid shirt with like slacks.
No.
And I put it on him, took pictures of us cuddling and then sent them to her and she lost her mind. And then we also have done, we did one Halloween costume.
Because she thought you were the cat for a second.
Yes.
Like, oh, did you turn into a cat? That's your outfit.
When you say that you bought this costume, do you mean you called your guy and you were like, I'm going to need a slightly different customization than I normally order?
Yeah. I called Flannel Fred, great, great guy. It's kind of like what that one guy does for James Bond. This guy does for me, but with plaid.
What that one Q? Guy does Q, yes.
Q, okay. I would have said.
Gotcha.
QAnon. So also for Halloween we did a sailor outfit for Brisket, and then for Christmas one year, JPC got the cats a little elf costume.
Oh, that's right. So I remember that.
They both had pictures taken in their elf costume. And they're very cute.
Well, I'm going to start sending your cats costumes. I didn't know that this was an option to me.
You do have two packages
at my
house.
Sherlock and Watson. I know. That was. Don't tell everyone how messy I am. You guys, I sent Adel a gift, and then I didn't remember that the website I sent the gift from makes the default address. You have to make it the default address in order to send it. And then I sent myself two things, and they shipped to Adel, and now I have to bother Adel all the time.
It's quite a roller coaster ride to be like, because Erin had in June, she's like, I got you several birthday presents are coming meal piece. They're gonna be piecemeal. They're gonna meal piece. That's when we pray.
She said a meal piece. Oh, they'll never get there.
Just woke up.
Yeah. yeah, guys, this is an early record for us.
Yeah, but then it is 11 p.m.
But then the other day I got this big box and there's this package and I was like, oh, like the birthday gifts keep on coming. And then Erin was like, hey, can you ship this package to me?
Well, you can keep it, but it's just an eccentric woman's book about fashion and interior design from like the 70s.
I love it.
I'll send it.
You don't want that book. You don't need another book, first of all. And that is just a ridiculous book. I don't know why I bought it. Well, I'm trying to buy like less than $20 vintage coffee table books for myself.
Ooh. Well, Erin, if I may, books in a certain era were called tomes. And,
get out of here.
JBC, Casey, going? And I visited this era just the other day. We went to the Ren Fair.
Okay, I have my blanket and I have my water and I'm emotionally prepared to hear about a fun day you guys spent without me.
Now, Adel's already been to a Ren Fair, but this was Casey and I's first time at a Ren Fair.
And we went, Arnie Parrott was nice enough to get us some tickets. We went and saw his show, which was fantastic. And Erin, I posted something on Instagram and you seemed very upset. And then you called me frantically 10 or 11 times. I didn't want to answer my
phone. Didn't do that. I did send, what did I send you on Instagram when I saw? So you guys looked like you were having so much fun. It looked like you had a really good first time Ren Fair experience, JPC.
So, not to brag, but we did do knife throwing and I did hit the target twice with my knives my first try, basically.
It was kind of insane. He was throwing knives. I was terrible. Casey was pretty good. JPC was amazing. JPC threw a knife. There's like a skull outline. He threw a knife and the dagger went like dead center in the skull's forehead. Like the number one spot. It was a bullseye for sure.
That's really impressive. I feel like that's not necessarily easy to do.
And before I did it, I said, this is President Joe Biden. And then I...
We can't say that.
It's like he did that because he was the least invested in it.
Yeah.
You posted a picture of you guys there, and I said, this sucks. And then I said, too jealous to function, going to have to dip my head into a bucket of ice. So I'm really good at regulating my emotions in general.
Friend of the show, Arnie Parrott, who does, you know, all the music for the show. I guess, you know, some of the music that you hear is like music that Casey finds or pays for on the internet to like put under layer seats. But all the original music for the show is Arnie Parrott. who's been doing Ren Fairs for like a decade, he was a wealth of information about Ren Fairs. Because I was like, I was surprised that there were so many permanent structures. And he was like, all the top tier, top 15 Ren Fairs in the country have permanent structures. And I was like, oh, okay, good, good, good.
He knows so many people who work at different ones across the country too. So like, he would probably have recommendations for people no matter where you live about where to go. It's so cool, and I'm so jealous. And it, like, seeing Arnie, like a clip of his show, I couldn't believe how cool it looked.
It was great.
He's also so talented.
He kind of showed us behind the scenes a little bit, so we actually got to see where a lot of the Ren Fair people, because it's they're out in the heat for like, I don't know, 14 hours a day or something, sweating in these costumes. So there was this little like wooden hidden room he took us to that was kind of like there where they kind of work out and hydrate and stuff. And he let JPC wench press, and I'm happy to say JPC wench pressed two wenches.
Yeah.
Yes, and JPC.
Do you want to help out the struggling joke? Or?
Sure. I mean, I know what everyone's thinking. Are these like, these are like standard fare wenches? And it's like, I could have, yeah. I was trying to think of another one for like dumbbells, but I couldn't.
I looked at two dumbbells and they were like, look, there she goes. That girl is so fucking stupid. She's holding that book upside down.
Wait, so they're the, I guess because they're dumb. They're singing about themselves. Yeah, there you go.
I was gonna go with maybe dumb spells or something like that, or like, I don't know, thumb spells. It doesn't matter. Like,
speaking of bullseyes, can I tell you about a little miracle that happened to me this weekend?
Oh, please,
what could this possibly be
to confirm the existence of God?
You got Red Bull in your eye and you live forever.
No, well, I first of all, I had such an awesome weekend because my sister, Molly, who's a teacher, came to visit me. She's actually still here.
And listener, just in case you're new, we are a podcast about riddles. And anytime Erin mentions her sister, Molly, she's talking about doing drugs in the desert.
100%. She is the best, and we got to do so many fun things. It's kind of hard because obviously with Delta, we don't want to be going out and about. So I sort of like beat the system and try to do things that were COVID safe. But we did, she wanted to do some kitschy, like touristy LA things. And we did one of those celebrity home tours, mostly because we just wanted to be driven through like a rich person area. We were like, they won't know whose houses, like these are going to be like old movie star houses. None of them are probably updated, but we just want to like drive through Beverly Hills in a car. And it was awesome. It was the best experience. It's probably unethical, and I know, but there was a moment in the tour when the tour guide was like, and who wants to see Chris Evans's house? And her and I let out a sound, the same one,
that can only be
startled
described as
everyone.
Desperate? Yeah.
Yeah. It was sort of like a, yeah! Please! Okay! And the house looked just fine. It wasn't really my style. But anyways, the miracle that happened is I got to play darts with my friend Cody this weekend, and I'm very, very bad at darts. Sean is great at darts because he worked at a dart bar in Chicago, but I'm so bad at darts. And so I was like mostly missing the board up until this point. And about 20 minutes into playing darts, my friend Cody like leans down and whispers in my ear and like in front of it, but everyone could hear him. We went, okay, Aaron, just get two bullseyes. And I went, okay. And I got two bullseyes in a row.
Wow.
Right in the middle. And
after they said that?
Yeah, he was like, get two bullseyes. And I was like, okay. And had never gotten a bullseye and hadn't even gotten close that entire night and got two.
So
sort of like your knife situation, JP.
So here's what Aaron, this is a tremendous story, but I hate to, I don't even know if I should mention this because I don't know how aware you are. Clearly, you're a sleeper agent. So what's going on is that you've been trained by some government agency.
That's what I think.
When somebody tells you to do something, suddenly there's some sort of overdrive that kicks in to your brain and allows you to access the skills that you possess.
Yeah, Sean was like, Cody, quick, tell Aaron to make $1 billion.
Honestly, Aaron, what I think I'm sensing here is maybe a bit of residual jealousy from Adel, because it sounds like we have two stories of two of us getting absolute bullseye dead center marks in our bladed throwing competitions on the same day, and someone didn't get any sort of bullseye.
Did you get any bullseyes on Saturday?
No, but I got some spiral potato chips.
That's true. Adel, if Aaron and I are sleeper agents, I feel like you're still a sleep agent.
Oh, yeah, get him.
Get him.
I'm a
get him.
I'm a can't go to sleeper agent.
Get him.
Get his ass.
I do love.
Can't go to sleeper agent.
I do love a sleeper agent like Manchurian Candidate style, where it's like, if we say assassinate the president, your skills kick in and you assassinate the president. If we say steal this diamond, you use your skills that are reseated in the back of your
mind to
steal this diamond. But I love just screaming at a sleeper agent, make $1 billion. And they're like,
Honestly, why did you train me with that? And then put me to sleep.
Later in the night, Cody did the exact same thing with me with a pool shot. I'm terrible at pool, and he was like, okay, just get that shot. And I did, and it was an impossible shot to get, and I got it. And then Sean was like, what is happening?
Sounds like maybe it's all Cody doing this. Sounds like maybe Cody is the one who has the expert.
I missed it. It's Cody, your friend who's a magical grouping of mist.
I'm sorry, Agent. Now, is this Agent Cody Banks?
This is Agent
Frankie
Cody Banks, Muniz
character from 40 years ago.
This is Agent Cody Banks.
Gotcha.
Is it Frankie Muniz? Yeah,
I think it's Frankie Muniz. It must be. It's not.
Who's a big fat liar then?
Yeah,
is that also Frankie Muniz?
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, thinking of Paul Giamatti. Paul Giamatti and Frankie Muniz went out for a bunch of the same parts.
Makes sense to me.
Have you seen the pilot with Paul Giamatti as Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh my God,
it's chilling.
Aaron.
Oh, maybe. I know it's my episode, and that's why we haven't done any riddles yet, but I'll jump in right now. Okay. We're doing Listen to Submitted Riddles, and we have some awesome ones today. A lot of
hell
like,
yeah.
Ones that people wrote.
This is like when talk show hosts are like, we have a great guest today. They say that about all of them.
You haven't been on a talk show. How does that hurt your feelings? You're preemptively, your feelings are hurt. They say that about
in every way. here's
hold
how
on.
Tired
you
I
haven't
am.
Experienced this. Why are you upset?
Here's how tired I am.
Okay.
Moments ago, I couldn't think of the word cloud.
That's good.
Okay.
Context of what? Yeah,
my brain wanted to say a cloud of mist, and I had to say a grouping of particles.
Adel, I will say that's a hard word to remember because while it's only five letters, it's five all different letters.
Yeah, good point. It's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Back
if
to
if you couldn't remember door, I'm like, that's only three letters.
Am I going to be replaced with Lucky?
Yeah.
Well,
Lucky, come on in.
My time to shine.
Okay, here we go. These come from Jeremy Posner. And then he said, oh, and you told me to reach out if I have a cool job. I do. I invent toys and games. Cool.
That's
Jeremy.
That's the job.
I know. That's like what every kid dreams to do.
Hold on. That's what we do on the Patreon. We just invent games.
You invent games. And I'll say this to you, JPC. I'll say it to your face. They make little to no sense.
And here's what I'll say. Am I inventing those games or am I Jeremy posing as someone who's inventing those games?
Oh, nice.
That's right. This riddle is from me. I'm Jeremy Posner. I have sent this riddle in.
I'd say definitely my favorite game you invented is Have I Seen This Episode of Bones? Which I'm oddly pretty good at.
By the way, that is both an old callback and a very recent Patreon episode. Patreon.com/riddle, new stretch goals.
My favorite game you invented is Little Monkey Bones because he's a walking, talking, breathing game. You said his DNA is made up of 1,000 rules to tabletop games.
Yeah, his blood is all D20s.
I love this riddle from Jeremy. So here we go.
Okay.
I came up with a fun, quick riddle for you all to play with. The frozen pizza rolls that I will sometimes snack on have microwave instructions that state, microwave 6 pizza rolls for 60 seconds. However, I always make 7 pizza rolls. Why is that?
Here's the thing. Is Jeremy really going out of their way to not talk about how these are Totino's pizza rolls?
No, we can't say that word.
I actually can.
No, don't say it again, JPC.
After I got the tattoo, the Totino's Corporation said that I could use that
that's
word.
That's twice. That's twice now.
Hot Pockets family.
Candyman.
To cancel it out? to kill the Totino's beast?
Oh, you said it. Yep. They're both here. Candyman and Tostino's. They're fighting.
I'm the murderer. Tostino's.
I'm Lucky the dog.
We can't do improv. It's too early. Don't make us.
We have one voice, and it's, I'm this thing.
I'm a thing. The frozen pizza rolls that I will sometimes snack on have microwave instructions that state, Microwave 6 pizza rolls for 60 seconds. However, I always make 7 pizza rolls. Why is that?
To throw one to their dog.
You can't give a dog a pizza roll.
You can give a dog a bone.
They're poisonous. They're poisonous for humans. If you give one to a dog, that dog is toast. He knows. For sure. For sure. For sure.
I will say the answer to this is like, and he wants the last one to be a tiny bit undercooked. Just a tiny bit under.
Oh, so that's the answer?
No. I'm just saying like, how, like, why?
You're trying to get us to guess Jeremy Posner's little pizza roll perversion that makes.
Yeah, I can't get into the mental shoes and jeans of someone who wants a bonus little pizza roll. This is madness.
Yes, you can, because I will say he thinks like both of you. And he even states, I think Adel and JPC would do this. I don't think Aaron would, but I still think.
I got a riddle for you guys. I got a riddle for you guys real quick. After I wash my hands in the bathroom, I touch the bathroom doorknob, and then I touch the closet doorknob, and then the bathroom doorknob. Why do I do this?
We all know you don't wash your hands, JPC.
I run them under the water for a second.
Okay, if he thinks like us, then that seventh pizza roll, the reason he makes it, and it's a little undercooked, so he can put it in his butt, see how it feels.
No, Adel, come on.
Think I do that like with all you. My food.
Well, you have to know, honestly, because if you can cut out the middleman, the mouth, and eat directly with your ass, you should try it with every type of food at least once, because if it works, you've broken the system. That's
I feel like the middleman is the stomach.
There's so many middlemen involved in this process.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? So
hey, baby, I like your front desk, but your middleman's even better.
Your my stomach.
Yeah, you work out. You look great.
So why does Jeremy make a seventh pizza roll? And he
likes
it.
Come on, he thinks like you.
He likes it a little undercooked.
Okay. Because he's on a pizza roll. Is this a pun? Is the answer to this going to
be
a pun?
No, it's not a pun. It just has to do with both of your sense of humor.
Because...
60 seconds. And
don't
then
make
add more.
Me guess my own joke.
Okay, that is the new Patreon game I'm playing, is guess your own joke.
Guess your own joke. I think we kind of actually have played guess your own joke on the Patreon
with,
when we do those review episodes.
Yeah.
God damn it. So this, okay, so Jeremy's in my mind. I'm in Jeremy's mind. Hold on, I have to become Jeremy. Did Jeremy include any other personal details about their life?
Jeremy is, I think, very similar. He listens to the show. He's a similar sense of humor to the two of you. What could come after 60 seconds that adds a little bit more time to 60 seconds? That would be your sense of humor.
Oh,
I see. He adds another one in case he wants seconds.
No. I got it. He always puts in 7 so that he can do it for 69 seconds.
You got it. He wants to put 69 into the microwave, have a little giggle, and then go on his merry way.
And have one be slightly overcooked or undercooked. That makes a lot of sense, Jeremy. That makes a lot of sense.
So
I see you, and I respect you.
This is in no way a riddle.
It is a riddle.
And may God have mercy on our souls.
Adel's thing is when he doesn't get the answer, he says it's not a riddle.
Adel, I want to see a scene. Okay, so we're shooting a Totino's pizza roll commercial. There has been a mix up with your manager or
murder?
No. Your agent.
A mix up.
Your agent you booked you without an audition onto this commercial. You are you and you are your age, and the rest of the people in this commercial are little children who are excited about eating like pizza rolls as a snack, okay?
Okay. Who I seem to be the oldest person on set. Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Davis.
Hi, Davis. Are you also are you playing man number 3? Oh, I guess it says boy here. Are you playing boy number 3?
Well, yeah, I'm boy number 3. Are you boy number 2?
I'm boy number 2. So I guess we're going to be spending a lot of time eating pizza rolls together.
I can't wait. I love pizza rolls. But actually, you're supposed to put them in your mouth, chew them, and spit them in a bucket.
Oh. No.
Otherwise, you're going to eat like 40 pizza rolls.
And action.
Whoa, Mom made pizza rolls. That's cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Let me just grab the napkins off the top shelf here. Sorry, I'm 6'8". I'm a big boy and I'm growing.
We don't need napkins.
What else?
And cut. Can we stay on script?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were improvising.
No, you're doing great.
Oh, thank you.
So, I'm sorry. To be clear, you were he's fine improvising, but I should stay on script?
Yeah, I would love if you stayed on script. Okay?
My bad. Yeah, absolutely. I can do that.
And action.
Mom made pizza walls.
No, she didn't. I'm joking. I just want to see this little fucker sweat. Tostitos! Eat them!
And that was a great take, but let's just do another one for safety. And action.
Mom made pizza walls.
Shut the fuck up. You're adopted.
What?
You're adopted.
I'm so sorry. Can you please stay on script?
I'm sorry. He's giving me bombshells that I don't know how to not react to them.
He's doing great. He's doing great. Sir, you are doing so great.
Thank you.
We love
so
that
much.
You're playing a kid. It's not weird at all.
Oh,
here we
good.
Go.
And this is a real commercial, and this isn't like a Lonely Island parody or something.
Of course not. This is a real commercial. Okay. And action.
Mom made pizza rolls.
Cut. Please. Scene. I'm sorry.
Do it that way three times without getting a note, and then finally say the right line.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's
I don't
okay.
know. I sabotaged your scene. But
got exactly
I'm
what I wanted out of the
fun.
Pizza roll scene. When was the last time? I got a question for you guys. When was the last time you had a pizza roll?
Ooh, I want to say.
I'll be honest. Decades. Yeah. It's been decades for me.
I want to say
gluten-free ones like 2 years ago.
Whoa.
Ooh, pretty nice. I want to say probably when I was 16 or 17. I've had bagel bites maybe in the last 10 years, but pizza rolls I haven't had since I was in my teens.
Yeah.
Little pizzas. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I do remember. I'm not sure because I haven't had bagel bites in a long time, but don't the package for bagel bites come with like a little, like you like pull the film out and then turn it on its upside down side and there's that little like reflective microwave thing and then you put the bagel bites on it and like cook them like it's a little plate?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
You're right.
That's so wild. It's so wild like that to buy something from a freezer that comes with a little plate that you're supposed to cook it on.
We should do a review crew and have it be a bunch of food from our childhood.
Oh, here's the thing. I don't know that they make vegetarian bagel bites or pizza rolls. Maybe they do like a four cheese. They might make it like a four cheese, yeah.
Four.
And we could also, like, if some of us are allergic to some of the snacks, the other ones could have some of the snacks. I'll do all of the juice pouches. I'll take that bullet, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for dying on that hill.
Yeah,
I hate
literally.
Just so everybody knows, I will do every type of M&M. You don't have to try them.
Oh,
I'll do all of those.
Oh,
don't worry
you.
About that.
I'll die so on nice. A hill covered in that Capri Sun silver slime.
Yeah, that's an anthill. You'll die on an anthill.
Help me. It came out of my locker, and I can't breathe. Okay, thank you so much, Jeremy, for that riddle. These are from Kenneth. I think it's okay. These are from Kenneth's son.
Wow. Hey, by the way, Kenneth, congrats.
Let me go on like a
big
Kenneth
dad energy
son.
Coming from Kenneth.
Yeah, he says, longtime listener, my six-year-old told me this riddle the other day while hiking. Kind of cool that they hike. I'm very impressed. I thought it was clever, and I don't remember you doing it. Sorry if I'm mistaken. Are you
actually
ready?
Aaron, point of clarification, it sounds like maybe only the son was hiking. Sounds like maybe Kenneth was just kind of like laying back, Mai Tai in hand. Son gives him a call and it's like, it's getting pretty dark out here. Yeah. I think he came up with a riddle. Proud of you, kiddo.
Follow the tree, son. The lick. All right. Lucy's family is poor, but her father manages to get 2 tickets to the circus.
Wow.
Lucy's favorites are the clowns. After the circus was over, Lucy and her father went up to the main clown and asked if he could perform at her birthday. The clown said it would cost $50,000 and the father had to say it was too much. The clown handed the father something, and by the time Lucy's birthday came along, they had the clown perform at her party. What did the clown hand the father?
I know the answer to this.
You do?
The answer to this is there is no answer. This is a fever dream because no kid's favorite thing at the circus is the clowns.
Yeah,
I was a kid
once.
Right.
The kid got bit by a bunch of ticks, and this is a fever dream, and a snake. And so the combination of all of that in its body made the kid like clowns.
No, I would love a snake biting a kid and being like, ugh, ticks.
I was a kid once, and when I went to the circus, the clowns were the most terrifying part. I wanted nothing to do with them. So this is a lie.
I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, I don't think I was ever exposed to like many clowns. I think that the main clown exposure that I got were like, do you remember when McDonald's would have just big statues of Ronald McDonald on premise? I don't know if they still do. I haven't been
on
to McDonald's.
On like a little bench. And you're
I
don't want to sit next to him.
And he was humongous. And that was always off-putting to me. But I don't think I ever, like, I don't remember ever like seeing a clown.
Here's my hot take. I don't think Ronald McDonald should be taller than 5'9". I think he should be about 5'9", 5'10", tops. There's no reason that Ronald McDonald needs to be over 6 feet.
Here's the thing.
No.
Aaron, you could not be more wrong. The only thing worse than a clown is a tiny clown. They could be anywhere.
5'9" is not tiny.
5'10" is not tiny.
I want a big clown so I can know where it's at all times.
5'10 is an average height clown.
Okay, hold on. Everyone
Adults
shut up.
Adults is a clown that's 5'9". He's like, hey, short stack. Why don't you stretch those legs out?
Everyone close your eyes. Okay. Now picture a regular clown. They walk up, they're holding a balloon or something.
Sure.
Pretty scary.
I have to adjust my mental picture.
Hold on.
Mine was pretty nice and tranquil. Let me just do it. Oh, yeah. Christ, look at those teeth.
No. Now picture a clown that's like 6'5". Still scary, a little more intimidating, but probably just as bad. Now picture a clown that's 2 feet tall.
That's not what I'm
saying. Laughing when it runs, and you think you saw it, but then you see a blur in the corner of your eye. Is there two of them? Clever girl. But now the lights are turned off. They got to the box in the basement.
Oh,
now they could be anywhere. They're on the ceiling. They're in your hair. Clowns everywhere.
Okay,
I just made up a kid's show.
Yeah, toddler clowns. Yeah, you're right. I'm terrified of toddler clowns. No, thank you.
No, they're full adults, but they're tiny.
A 6'5" clown? Uh-oh, am I attracted to this clown? No, absolutely not. I don't want that thought to cross my mind for a second.
Studies have shown that taller clowns do make more money, so that makes sense.
I want to see a scene. Are you both familiar with Love Island?
Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Okay.
The English one? Or?
Either one.
Aaron, what could that matter? What does that distinction matter?
Totally different vibe. It's like a different planet. It's a different show. That American one sucks.
Well, it's the difference between so hot and he's fit, isn't it?
We got good chat, isn't it?
Mariah watches both, and she mostly watched the UK one, but she has just watched this season, this season of the American one, because there's two black women on it, and And I've tangentially watched it from being in the same household. The announcer guy for the UK is way better than the announcer guy.
He's so funny.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
And he looks nothing like what his voice sounds like. They showed him once and I was like, that's that guy? That's the voice of that guy? From his voice was like a 56-year-old Craig Kilborn looking guy, but he's not. He's just like a young dude. And I was like, that's wild.
I want to see a scene. So this is a new season of Love Island. And what it is it's just like Love Island, except there's one clown on the island. So, Aaron, this is your date, your first date, kind of getting a chance to pull him aside and spend some sexy time with him.
Cool.
This is you and a clown.
How you feeling now, babes? How's your first day?
Right. So glad you pulled me for a chat. It's crazy here, right? It's like everyone's, you know, there's so much energy, so much sexual energy. And like, obviously, you know, I'm the new guy. Everyone's looking at me. I got huge shoes. Everybody knows what that means. Big hands.
Who do you have your eyes on then, babes?
Well, quite honestly, I got my eyes on you.
Seems like she wasn't expecting that. If he can win her over, it would be a big feat.
But I mean, quite honestly, I saw Michelle earlier, and my eyes did pop out of my head, and it went awooga awooga.
So I started talking to the clown, and he, like, the second he said he's attracted to me, I threw up in my mouth a little. But then the second he brought Michelle into it, I got a little jealous, because this would be the third guy in the villa that went to Michelle instead of me's, and I decided that I'm going to fuck this clown then.
It seems like their love is ballooning.
When Veronica pulled me for a chat, I'll have to say, my flower was squirting water.
Honk, honk.
See. And cut, shut it down, shut the whole season down.
Burn it, salt
burn
the earth,
it.
Salt
burn the
island,
villa.
Salt the island.
Salt the island.
This start over the, in Europe.
This
we
is
have
just
to start
the house
over.
We rented in Hawaii. This is not, we should not destroy this place.
No, we gotta start over.
We have to clown fumes. Aaron, what
clown
can you,
fumes.
So this kid wanted the clown for the birthday party, the main clown.
Yeah,
the clown
they can't
wanted,
afford it.
The clown wanted $50,000, which is insane. That's like Blues Traveler money at a state fair. The clown handed something to the father, and then the clown was performing at the birthday party?
Yeah. What did
The clown hand the father? I think I know. Was it a piece of paper?
No.
I think it was a piece of paper that said... let me fuck your wife.
No, but I'll allow it. Let's just have that be the answer from the six-year-old.
Thank you, Your Honor.
First of all, look... That scenario that you're describing, Adel, completely unreal. It would never happen. But guys, let's be honest. We all carry that piece of paper around, right?
Yeah.
Everybody in their wallet. You have a list of the five celebrities that you're allowed to cheat with, and you have on the back side of that is just let me fuck your wife. And you take your shot. You throw your Hail Mary.
Yeah. And if you have that piece of paper laminated, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're ahead of the game. Aaron, was the thing that the clown handed the guy, was it like 50,000 doll hairs?
No, that would be terrifying.
Just hand him a big club of doll hairs?
So why would the clown hand the dad something?
Did this clown just not want to do it? Is that why he quoted such an outrageous price? Or
maybe
did the little kid who wrote this riddle have no concept of what money is or value or things like that?
Did the clown hand the dad his soul and said, now you go to clown hell instead of me?
Sorry,
I said clown hell. That's redundant. It's just hell.
The clown was trying to do something nice, but was also trying to avoid going.
Did he hand the guy $50,000?
No, Adel was kind of closest, oddly.
Hmm? He handed the dad his makeup kit. Ben Nye makeup kit, and he said, you be the clown. You're the clown now, Dad.
So this clown is charging $50,000.
You are the clown now, Dad.
$50,000. This clown is charging $50,000 for an appearance at a birthday party, and yet he's just blowing up his market share by being like, it's actually easy. You just put on face paint.
That's how good he is.
Required.
He knows that's not going to affect his money.
That's true.
Well, I want to see a scene, but we do have to take a break. So we're going to come back from a break. And don't forget clowns, because we're going to see a clown scene.
Everyone shut it off. Everyone shut the podcast off.
Salt the podcast.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say GPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, just... I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Doing whatever, Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to it. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's
wrong?
Going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a That's lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect. Thank you.
And we're back, and I want to see a scene based on the riddle before the break, which was about a dad putting on a brave clown face for his son's birthday party. I want to see a scene. JPC, your little boy. Aaron, you are a parent who can't afford a clown, so you're becoming a clown yourself, and you're trying to trick your son on his birthday by making him think that you're the clown he wanted for his party.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hey, Mom, come in.
Oh, I'm Andrew Bob. Woo! What's your name, little Kyle?
Kyle, Mom, what's going on?
No, I'm not your mom. Although I bet whoever is your mom had to go through 47 hours of labor just to get you out of her. Honk, honk.
Mom, I know I said I wanted a clown for my birthday, and I don't know what. This is great. Thank you. Thank you.
Your mom is dead. My name is Mrs. Clown.
Mom.
And I'm here to be funny for your friends.
Mom, I can't tell. Is this another situation where I need to call Dr. Schultz and have him come over, or is this just a nice thing that you're doing for me? Because it's been a tough year.
I'll be honest with you, it's right on the line. Okay.
We cut to a bunker in West Virginia. Thank you for coming in, Clown Mom. Here's the situation. We have a militia in the south of France. We're going to airdrop you in. Now you need to take out the entire militia, grab the package, secure it, bring it back to us. Can you do that, Clown Mom?
Honk, honk.
We cut to the south of France as a helicopter drops a single rope and Clown Mom slides down.
Sacre bleu!
There's the Clown Mom! Everyone, fire!
Honk, honk!
Oh no, my gun is turned into a balloon!
Ooh, what's behind her ear?
It's your brain!
Oh, she's pulling my brain out of my head!
Scene. Clown Mom will surely kill us all.
I hope she returns. I was having a lot of fun being Clown Mom.
Clown Mom has real Agent Cody Banks energy.
Oh, yeah. Sexy, sexy.
Sexy, sexy Frankie Muniz.
Well, he's an adult now.
Hold on.
He's
clear,
a grown, he's grown
we don't
adult.
Find him sexy.
I think he's a race car driver now.
Pretty cool.
His Twitter is depressing.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, but it is.
Because he forgot everything?
Yeah. Yeah. And just kind of like... He tweets just some real shit about his life that is just like, whoa.
That's terrible.
Uh-oh. Oh, God bless him. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, me too.
This riddle comes from Caleb. It's an original riddle. And then
we'll
Caleb
see.
Said some really nice stuff. I just wanted to say, Caleb, thank you for letting us hang out with you. And I'm so glad that you listened to the podcast.
Wait, we didn't agree to let Caleb hang out with us, did we?
Yeah, Caleb's been hanging out with us while listening to the pod.
Oh my God! Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people can.
Has Caleb been in my house?
Yeah. No, dude. Okay, sorry. Can someone explain what a podcast is to JPC again?
Jesus Christ!
People can
I got
turn
some
it
stuff
on
in here that I do not need Caleb seeing.
JPC, sit down for a minute. I'm going to tell you what a podcast is. When a man and a woman love each other very much, they get on microphones and they talk over one another. Now, sometimes there's paid advertisements, and sometimes there's not, and that's essentially what you're going to experience when you grow up.
Surely there's Patreon content, too.
Oh, of course. Don't be stupid.
So this one comes from Caleb. And they say, I hope you love and or hate this one, which is the exact right sentiment to send an original riddle to us.
Yes.
Amen to that. Because the opposite of love is not hate, it is indifference. Love and hate, two sides to the same coin, and that coin is emotion. And Caleb, you know that, and that's why you sent the riddle.
And ooh. JPC, how's your screenplay Indifference actually coming?
So it's getting wetter, but I just think it's... I think it's the room that I'm keeping it in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd say that's one of the only words you can't use to describe the screenplay, and you found one, so congratulations. Okay, so.
I have to admit it's getting wetter. It's getting wetter all the time.
You may find me around your shoulders drenched in red paint, or I may be a coward's escape.
Wait a second. Is this a riddle about that cape I made?
Yes.
Because, by the way, I only had an hour to make the cape. And I had to wear it that night, Caleb. So it's actually pretty impressive.
I guess he has been in your house. Have you seen that cape?
I think this is about when I wore that mink fur coat to the award ceremony.
I got
red paint dumped all over my shoulders.
You kind of got the answer, but not quite.
PETA? Is it?
No, what is another? Or maybe a coward's escape. What's a coward's escape?
A coward's escape would be...
What is it called? An Irish goodbye? Would you just leave the party without talking about it?
I love doing that.
So, a coward's escape. Famously, Noel Coward died on his in his bed in his room.
You're getting further away from the answer that.
But
you're
I know
so
that I know that
getting.
Noel Coward's last words were either "the wallpaper goes" or "I do." Mm-hmm. Famous last words from Noel Coward. Look it up.
A coward's escape. Now that would be like a 2004 escape back when they had like the exterior tire.
Adel,
on the
again,
back.
You were so close with what you said.
With fur coat.
With like the mink, but it's a
with
not
a mink.
It's not mink.
Fox. Fox.
Is it leather?
What's something that means a coward's escape, but is also a fur?
Ah, a skunk.
A skunk's bug. Coward's escape.
I skunked out of that place.
So what are the animals a fur coat would be made of? So we have mink, we have hedgehog, we have porcupine.
Alpaca.
Alpaca bag. We have fox.
Alpaca bag.
We have...
It's not one that I would ordinarily associate with a fur coat, but they do make fur. They used to make furs out of these all the time.
Mm. Chinchilla.
No. Oh, my God.
The softest. So soft.
There was a point where I believe Jay-Z's clothing brand, which is Rockaware, right? I think got in trouble for using dog hair as their faux
fur. Ew, really?
I think so.
Yikes.
That sucks. I hate that.
Yeah, especially if you pay $200 for the jacket.
Is it something to do with like sheep or something?
No, it's like a rodent-y thing. Think small.
Weasel.
It's weasel.
To weasel out of something.
Isn't that a great riddle?
Wait. Do people wear weasel fur jackets?
You know, it's less like jacket and more like sort of old-timey fur around your shoulders.
That's made out of weasel teeth?
Yeah, often, yeah.
Wow.
When I was a kid.
I'll give it a goog and I'll show you in the...
Wow.
I'll give it a goog.
Put that in the Guggenheim.
When I was a kid, I both loved Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and I was also terrified of the weasels in that movie.
Yeah, because of the clowns.
They're so scary. They're those clowns.
Honestly, for me, it was Weird Al's Albuquerque with the weasel flesh-eating weasels in the donut box that just turned me off of weasels completely.
We're out of weasels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are disturbing images.
What? I'm sorry, Eric. Aaron, when you put the disclaimer in, we have to put that before the episode.
Sorry.
That comes right after This is a HeadGum Podcast. These are disturbing images.
Where did I put it?
Content warning. We will be talking about weasels.
I don't know much about the fur industry in general, but I just was not aware that weasels were something that that people used as like fashion.
Yeah, it's more like think of it more of like as something in the past and less about.
It does. It does sound like a fancy clothing brand of like, ooh, is that shirt by Weasel? Mm-hmm. Like it does.
Oh, yeah.
It does sound like a Prada or something.
Yeah, Van Weasel.
Van Weasel. It's about family.
I'm going to Paris next week, and I'm so excited. And most of the museum stuff I'm doing is going to see. Like couture dresses in real life. Mm. It's always been my dream. I'm going to go see like Chanel and Dior and a couple other like fancy designers in person. And I literally can't wait. I saw, like, growing up, I used to be so obsessed with that part of the Kennedy Museum where it shows all of Jackie's dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just looks like you get to see these costumes that are, like, are these costumes, these outfits that are, like, wearable art. Because people spend, like, 200 hours plus making them. It's so cool. I'm so excited to see it.
Are you going to try and buy one?
Yeah, I'm going to try to buy, like, a $120,000 vintage couture gown. We'll see if they let me get it for, like, $30.
They should let you wear them. They should have, like, a VIP ticket that you buy where you get to try on, like, any three that you want.
That would be. I don't need to be famous. I don't need to go to an award show. I would like to wear an Ellie Saab dress just once in my life, just for 20 minutes. I'll shower before I put it on. Mm-hmm. I promise, if I remember to shower.
They should have a ticket where it's like you pay $10 and you can touch three of the dresses, up to three of the dresses, and just touch them and go, this is cute.
Yeah.
And to be clear, to with what Aaron said, all of my I promises are if I remembers. So
yes, of course.
If, yeah, I mean, that's a blanket for any I promise that I have. It's an if I remember, I promise.
And I hate to put you on the spot, but earlier this week, you did send us your new country song, If I Remember. Do you want to sing us a lyric or two from that country song, If I Remember?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, put me on the spot. You are doing exactly what I would like you to be doing. Sure, absolutely. If I remember how we used to be, I promise that guy could be me, but I got a bad memory. Thank you.
Wow, and you said that was based on Memento?
Yeah, it's based on what I remember of Memento, because I watched it maybe a decade and a half ago, and then I watched a bunch of other Christopher Nolan movies, so I really can't, with all the sideways buildings and shit, that's Memento too, right?
Sure.
Okay, good, because verse two of the song is going to need a lot of that context.
So these next riddles come from Aridiot from upstate New York. They didn't give me permission to use their name. Below are some original riddles. Each is a rewording of the name of a band or musical group. Since I'm writing this in 2021, I suspect you'll get to hear these sometime in 2025. Well, we got to them sooner.
Can I ask a sincere question?
Yeah.
What is the difference between a band and a musical group?
I would say a band plays instruments and a musical group. Yeah. It's album sales. It's a certain threshold of album sales. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Asked and answered. Thank you.
Because I would never say like NSYNC is a band, right?
They're a boy band.
Yeah, I don't think they're a band.
But you wouldn't just say that they're a band.
That's fair. Yeah, I guess they don't play instruments.
Like Robin Hood's guys, that's a merry band. That's completely different.
All right, cool.
I'm going to love my wife, going to feed my horse.
It's a rewording, but it's not like a scrambling of the letters, just to make that clear.
Got it. It's not a scrambling of the letters?
No, it's more like a different way to say the name of the band.
Sure. Gotcha.
Okay, cool. Ready.
The first one, and you're going to have to buzz in, okay?
Why?
See who gets the most. Because I want it to competition.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, no.
All right. Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Tallying Ravens.
Buzz.
Addle.
Oh, man.
This should be a little band called Counting Crows.
You got it.
Damn.
Shattering Spaghetti Squash.
Buzz.
Addle.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Funge.
Residual Radioactive Contamination Guy.
Buzz.
Buzz.
JPC.
Imagine Dragons.
No.
Buzz.
You're just thinking over the word radioactive. Adam.
Sure, yeah. Could that be why?
Fallout Boy?
Yeah. Cool.
Dang. I'm up 3-0 on Adel right now. This sucks.
What's a single Fallout Boy song? Because every time I think of a Fall Out Boy song, it turns out to be like My Chemical Romance or Panic at the Disco.
No, it's like a Head First Slide into Cooperstown and a Bad Bet. You don't know that song? Fall Out Boy loves those things with their titles. Yeah.
I saw them in concert for 2.5 hours.
So
Fall Out Boy are the people who wrote Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Fall Out Boy songs that you would know, Adel, are they? Yes. You're going to be Dance Dance. And you're going to be Sugar and Going Down.
Sugar, we're going down swimming.
Oh, I know that song.
We're going down swimming. Sugar, we're going down swimming.
Sugar, we're going down swimming.
Famously, their song, Sugar, we're going down swimming.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
A load of God complex, cock it and pull it.
Haven't you ever heard of closing a goddamn
nope.
door?
Nope, that okay. is...
Okay. That's Green Day.
Okay.
No.
I've been hanging
We're
around
fucking with him.
This town.
That's Imagine Dragons.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're scrambling his brain.
I do okay. like, I've been hanging around this town, radioactive.
Ow, ow! You know you're and scrambling my brain.
And that's how you girl talk.
Imprison the pachyderm.
Llama Jail.
Buzz?
Damn it.
I love Llama Jail. I love their hit. We're a bunch of llamas in jail. We're a bunch of llamas in jail.
Imprison the pachyderm.
A buzz. We're a bunch of llamas in jail. I'm sorry. That delayed me. Yes, Adel.
Imprison the pachyderm.
Imprison the pachyderm. Is this the new hit indie band, Elephant Jail?
No, kind of.
Mastodon?
You got one of the words right. You got elephant right.
What band has elephant in it? Elephant
yeah,
six.
I'm trying to think.
Elephant.
Elephants.
Oh, is this like The Cage and the Elephant?
Yep.
Is that the name of the band? Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Is it called The Cage and the Elephant?
No, it's called Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant. Is that now, what? I don't think I could name a single Cage the Elephant song.
Oh, I can.
Go ahead.
Cage the Elephant was
they
a dumb old fucking
one.
Thing.
Yeah.
And he trampled folks and he ate peanuts and he got put down to sleep. It's a very short song. It's very sad.
The ending all of us are kind of angling for, honestly. Eating a peanut and getting put to sleep? Amen.
Tundra Simians.
Buzz.
Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Adelaide, you buzzed before him.
Somebody call the snow patrol because this guy's on the loose.
Oh, also, way easier just to shout it out than buzz it. Just
yeah,
so
turns out.
All right. Cerebrovascular accidents.
Excuse me?
Cerebrovascular accidents.
Crazy brain. Brain.
Crazy brain.
Bad brain. This is the Washington, D.C. punk
you're
band.
You're
going
to regret saying this.
Would this be crash test dummies?
No. That's a really, really, really good guess.
Cerebrovascular.
I mean, bad brains is a good guess, too.
No, but it's
accidents.
Cerebrovascular accident. Something that can go wrong.
Oh, the
in
strokes.
Your brain. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, I had a pretty bad stroke. Boop, boop, boop.
That's John Mellencamp.
All right, and here's my favorite one.
Little story about sure. having a stroke.
Below citrus.
Oh, suck fruit.
Nope.
Ooh, below citrus.
Oh, under the lemons.
No,
below
it's not
citrus.
Under the lemons, but you're so close.
Fruit bats.
Buzz, I was going to say under lime.
Yeah, you got it, kind of.
We are under lime.
Oh, yeah,
you got the right citrus.
Lime.
Below citrus. Lime. We are.
What?
Nickel lime.
In home,
the Beatles. The Beatles lime.
And he told lime. Lime in yellow.
George Harrison.
Is this the Lime Simperists?
Submarine.
Sublime.
There you go.
Whoa.
Sublime.
I don't practice Santeria.
She was singing a song about submarines. She was not singing a Sublime song. Because
no.
I was like, that's pretty toned down for a Sublime song. That's pretty interesting.
No, that's Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, but they're trying to get you to get the word sub.
Gotcha.
Oh.
All right. So, isn't that a good one?
That was very
thank
good.
You so much
yeah,
for those,
I like those
riddles. I love any sort of like themed riddles that you people send a bunch of is a blast. All right.
I also feel like just from listening to those, I have a really good idea of what kind of music they listen to in upstate New York. And I got to say, you are decades behind.
Oh, yeah. Here's our last riddle. These are from Nolan, who we replied to on Instagram, but they were too nervous to actually reply back. So...
That's okay. A lot of times, reply back, not necessary. Not looking for a full conversation that goes, you know, a couple of days. Just
nice thing.
End of conversation. We're good.
It's lovely. So Nolan is from Toronto, and they want us to do a live show there, and I would love to. Okay, so Nolan also says that this is my favorite podcast, and I drive for UPS and listen to about 40 hours of podcast every week. And we're the favorite. What a dream. That's so nice.
That is very nice.
And it's a main course riddle, so let's get into it. On a Monday morning, Kevin sits alone. About 30 minutes later, Susie walks into the room. Although they've never met, they have a short conversation about some photographs that Kevin brought. Kevin and Susie shake hands, then Kevin leaves with Susie shortly after. Kevin and Susie don't speak for 3 months and live their regular lives. One day, Susie cuts Kevin's neck while he sleeps, killing him. Who is Susie, and why did she do this?
I'll be honest with you. Susie could be any woman.
Okay.
Wow.
The clown!
Clown mom.
So, Kevin brought the photographs.
Yep.
They shake hands.
Kevin shows Susie the photographs, and they talk about them a little bit, or they don't talk about them?
They have a short conversation.
Okay. Then they shake hands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. Here's what it is. Kevin shows Susie some photographs of a cancer growing inside of him. And also, in the photographs, is an insurance policy that says, it doesn't pay out if you die of cancer. You have to be murdered.
Yep.
I love those insurance policies.
They're getting more and more specific because too many people are getting cancer.
I feel like scorned spouses take out that insurance policy quite a bit.
You're not far off.
You're not far off.
Is Kevin happy about getting murdered by Susie?
I wouldn't necessarily say he's getting murdered by her. If everything goes well,
okay.
He's not.
I have a solution.
What's up, Battle?
So these are pictures of a...
No, I want to know what's up with you, man. Are you okay? How's it going?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
What's going on with you?
I'm not great.
You're not great? I'm sorry.
My feet turned into sticks.
What?
They'll turn back.
Remember that witch we killed in the woods?
You killed in the woods.
Well, no.
I remember witnessing a witch murder.
Yeah, me too.
I don't got sticks for feet, so guess who killed the witch?
Fine. So I want to say that the pictures were of like a goiter or a growth. So this is a surgeon. So they were meeting, and then three months later, he came in for a surgery, and they did so there was like a biopsy, and then they did a full surgery.
You said yep. He gets a throat slit, right?
You say.
But that doesn't necessarily mean he dies. Maybe she was just trying to take out the guy's voice box because he was going to testify against her, and you cannot testify against your wife if she has slit your throat.
JPC's answer makes the most sense, but unfortunately is not the one. Adel, you got it. Susie is a neurosurgeon. The photographs Kevin brought were magnetic resonance images or MRIs of a tumor in his neck. The tumor was in a very risky area. Kevin agreed to the risks, but unfortunately died in surgery.
A risky area? Australia?
Yep.
Risk.
Anytime
what
you play
risk.
That's risk,
but Susie
baby.
Was the doctor. She stood on a block of ice.
Wow.
Both of them are goldfish. It was a cabin of an airplane.
I'm glad Kevin died at the end of that riddle. He didn't need to. It could have been a successful surgery. There was no reason for him to die, but I'm glad he did.
Erin is a woman who constantly wears a red ribbon around her throat, which she keeps saying we should not pull on. Do you have anything?
My head won't fall off if you pull it.
What?
I want to see Chris Evans' house.
Do you have anything to plug besides that hole in your neck?
I want to plug. You can follow
She's
me.
She's looking
Aaron
around
Keefe.
The room. Oh, okay.
You can follow me, Erin Keefe 10 on Instagram. I'm also just still really into the podcast Crushes. You should check it out. It's one of the gentlest, most lovely things that I listen to right now. So those are my two plugs. JPC, anything to plug?
Sure. I'll give Seed my plug time to talk about our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We are getting closer, and hey, by the time this comes out, we may have already hit it, to our stretch goal for Saddle Saddle. And I'm very excited about that. So please sign up for our Patreon. Get us ever closer to that episode release. Adel, anything that you would like to plug?
Ooh, yes. On Friday the 13th, which should have passed by now, I did a podcast with friend of the show Jeffrey Craner and Cecil Baldwin of Welcome to Night Vale. It's a podcast called Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. And we talked about the movie Friday the 13th Part 2, apropos because it came out on Friday the 13th. So please check out Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. And we had a great time talking about this movie.
Perfect. That sounds fun. I'm excited to listen
to that. Perfect. And Clown Mom... Yeah. Now, people say that you're such a skilled assassin, you're not of this earth. Where were you born?
Honk, honk. Jupiter, goodbye.
Bye forever.
I'm not your mom. I'm a clone.
Waka waka, kids.
How many episodes have we been Waka Waka, kids?
Get used to it. Because when you least expect it, that's when it goes away.
Waka Waka, kids.
Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, MFKs. Back by popular demand, this week on the Patreon, we're playing Marry, Fuck, Kill. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.